捷径空中美语
Landmark English。
Hello everyone and welcome to Landmark English. I'm Bill, here with Stephanie. We're looking at our people unit for the month. And this month's story is about a very special person, someone who we all probably know his work, but we may not know who he is.
That's right. Most of you have played something that he's actually designed. This is the Japanese game designer named Shigeru Miyamoto.
That's right. It's a legend in the making is what it says in our title. Now, if we say legend in the making, we're talking about how great this guy is and how he is continuing to show us his incredible work, how smart he is in this field of game development. Now, we want to learn all about his life and the games that he has written and designed. We'll do that over our next two shows. Let's start it off by jumping into day one, and of course, we'll begin day one by reading through the first paragraph.
Newsflash! A large, mischievous gorilla has escaped from the zoo. Upon making his escape, he scooped up a beautiful princess and took her to the top of a construction site. The only one who can save her is a brave little plumber with a mustache named Mario. But for Mario, saving the princess won't be easy. He must climb to the top of the building while dodging barrels thrown by the clever ape. This is the storyline of Donkey Kong, the first of a series of hit games created by Japanese game designer Shigeru Miyamoto. This quiet, modest genius in jeans and a t-shirt is the heart and soul behind Nintendo. Oh, that's the Donkey Kong theme song,
that's
I'm guessing.
That's right. It's a song that is stuck in my memory. You know, I haven't seen that game or played it probably in like 12 years.
But don't you think it would be kind of boring to you now that you have, you know, more exciting video games to choose from?
Nah, it's still going to have that retro feel, that going back in the past feel. I mean, look at this story here.
Mm-hmm.
Newsflash. It means, hey, we've got some information we need to tell you quickly, tell you in a flash. A large, mischievous gorilla has escaped from the zoo.
Ooh, now if you're mischievous, it means you like to get into trouble. You like to play tricks on people, you know, just have a little bit of fun. Well, this gorilla has escaped from the zoo. And after he'd made his escape, he scooped up a beautiful princess. Now, when we use the phrase upon doing something, it means you just finished doing it and you're going to do something immediately thereafter. What does he do? He scoops up a beautiful princess. This verb scoop means you're picking something up kind of with your curved hand. You just take it and you just scoop it up quickly and you take off.
Right, and it's a big gorilla, so it picked her up really quickly, a beautiful princess. And the ape, the gorilla, took her to the top of a construction site. It's a site, so it's a location where people are doing construction. They're building something, and of course, here they're building, well, a building. So he took her to the top of this building that isn't finished being made yet. Oh no, there's a monkey, and it's got a woman up on top of a building. This is starting to sound a little bit like the movie.
Yeah. Now, our article is kind of cute because it sets the scene by beginning with an introduction of how Donkey Kong actually plays out. This is the story of the game. Well, what happens now is there's this brave little plumber, and his name is Mario, and he's going to go rescue or save the princess. When we talk about a plumber, it's a man who works on your pipes and takes care of the water needs of your home, like you need water in the bathroom and the kitchen. That's his job, to help the water flow correctly. Well, He's going to go and help save that princess, but you know what? It's not going to be easy.
Not at all, because he's got to climb to the top of the building, so he's got to get all the way up there to the top of that construction site to save the princess. And while he's doing this, well, he has to dodge barrels thrown by the clever ape. When you dodge something, it means that it's coming at you and it might hit you, so you have to jump out of the way, duck, move out of the way. Basically, do anything to get out of the way of this thing that might hit you. Well, that's called dodging. And this monkey, this ape or gorilla, is throwing barrels. So big, round, wooden containers may be filled with, I don't know, water or soup. I don't know, nails. What do you think? Maybe even cement.
Maybe even some type of liquid. We don't know. Well, he's busy dodging the barrels. And what we're looking at is the storyline of Donkey Kong. A storyline is just the plot. It could be the plot in a book, the plot of a movie. It could be the plot of a video game. And we're talking about that right now. Donkey Kong was the first of a series of hit games that were designed or created by the Japanese game designer Miyamoto. Now, when you talk about the first in a series, it means there were other games that followed after he designed the first one. He designed another one and then another one. So there are several games that he has designed that have become very popular or have become hits.
Right, and they're all kind of connected to each other because they use some of the same characters, some of the ideas in gameplay. As we'll talk about, you move into Super Mario Brothers, where it's Mario again and his brother Luigi, and they run around jumping and dodging. Anyway, let's talk about Miyamoto. This quiet, modest genius in jeans and a t-shirt is the heart and soul behind Nintendo. We say he's quiet, we say he's modest, we show that he's just relaxed guy, a genius that wears jeans and a t-shirt. We're trying to describe him. If you say someone is modest, it means that they don't talk about themselves. They're not, it's not important to them to show how great they are. They know they did a good job, and that's all they want to do. They don't do it for glory, they do it because it's what they enjoy. This word, modest, is today's word power word, so let's take a closer look at this word.
Hello everyone and welcome to Word Power. My name is Joe and the word for today is modest. In today's article, we learned that the man behind many of Nintendo's greatest hits is a modest genius. Modest, in this case, is an adjective which is used to describe someone who does not like to boast about their achievements or brag about their accomplishments. It's the opposite of being boastful. We'll also use this word to describe things that are small or low. For example, if someone doesn't make a lot of money, we will sometimes say that they make a modest income. Or, if a person lives in a small house, we could say that they live in a modest home. At other times, modest can be used to describe something that is conservative. For example, if someone doesn't like to dress extravagantly or flamboyantly, and instead prefers to dress in a more plain style, we can say that they prefer to dress modestly, to use the adverb form, or dressed in a modest fashion, to use the adjective form. The adjective form, modest, comes from the noun, modesty. Modesty is a good quality to have, as people tend to like those who share the spotlight more than those who want to have it all for themselves. All right, that's all the time we have for today's Word Power. Thanks for listening.
Okay, it's a quiet, modest genius. He wears jeans and a t-shirt. He's the heart and soul. Well, let's learn more about him and his story in the second paragraph. Miyamoto's own story is quite amazing in itself. He rose from humble beginnings to create some of the gaming industry's biggest blockbusters. Growing up without television in a small rural community close to Kyoto, Japan, young Miyamoto had to rely on his imagination for entertainment. unafraid of challenges, he says, be adventurous. Don't think about what you will be missing, think about what you will be getting. So, his own story is quite amazing in itself. If we say in itself, we're talking about how looking at it, we can see something pretty amazing too, just separate from how amazing his work is. His story of his life is quite amazing, very interesting. He rose from humble beginnings to create some of the gaming industry's biggest blockbusters. Some of the most important games, the most popular, he rose from humble beginnings to create these.
We use this phrase, humble beginnings, to describe people who started out without a lot of money. They weren't from a wealthy family. They probably didn't have access to, you know, excellent education, because sometimes that costs a lot of money. Well, he rose from humble beginnings. His family was probably pretty poor, but he moved on to then create some of the gaming industries, or this business that produces video games. He produced some of the biggest blockbusters.
Right, and he didn't have television when he was young. He was in a small rural community close to Kyoto, Japan. If it's rural, it's out of the city. So he was in this small town outside of the cities, but kind of close to Kyoto, Japan. And there he had to rely on his imagination for entertainment. Ah, your imagination is that part of your brain that lets you think up new and interesting things. It lets you be creative. He used it for entertainment.
Now, he's unafraid of challenges. He's not afraid of challenges. In other words, it's okay if things are tough or difficult for him. He likes to try to succeed when things are difficult. I like this attitude. And this is what he has to say. He suggests that we should try being adventurous. Try things that are a little bit risky, that aren't safe. Try something new that you've never done before. He says, don't think about what you will be missing. Think about what you will be getting.
That's right. So if you're missing it, it means that you won't get it anymore because it's in the past. So he's saying, don't be afraid to try new things and move into the future and leave some things behind. Instead, look forward to the things you will be getting, the things you will be finding in this new place. Okay, we're going to pause here for a moment to listen to some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 从今天开始，连续两天我们要介绍的这个人物非常的特别，他创造了电玩的奇迹哦。首先我们要看的，在这里第一段的第二个句子写着 Upon making his escape, he scooped up a beautiful princess and took her to the top of a construction site.在这里句子的一开始用的是介系词 upon, 有时候呢也写 on 也是可以的，来加上一个动名词的片语呢，其实就是解释成为一怎么样就怎么样。而在这里主词因为跟后面的主要句子的主词相同，所以就省略了 make one's escape, 也就是逃脱的意思。所以如果我们把它换成原来的句子，用 as soon as 来连接，我们就可以变成 as soon as he made his escape, 记住要搭配后面的过去式动词。除了 as soon as 可以用来当作是连接词之外，像是 the minute,The instant 都可以解释成为一怎么样就怎么样的意思。在这里后面的动词 scoop 用的呢，原来的意思是挖掘的意思。Scoop up a beautiful princess 就好像是一把抓起这个美丽的公主。而其实 scoop 这个字呢，还有另外一个常见的，就解释成为刊登独家新闻的意思。当作名词 scoop 有勺子或者是大汤匙的意思。那么在口语上来讲，我们讲到捞一票发大财，或是刊登独家新闻报道，都可以用 scoop 这个动词。而后面所谓的 a construction site 指的当然就是建筑的工地咯。接着我们来看的是同一段后面的句子，写着 He must climb to the top of the building while dodging barrels thrown by the clever ape。这里我们来看的是 while 这个字。 while 本来是一个连接词，连接两个完整的句子。同样的，在这里我们做了一个主词省略，因为主词跟前面的 he 相同。而 dodge 呢，这个字原形动词 dodge 本来就是有闪开、躲避的意思，所以它为了要躲避这些呢大牧童，所以我们在这里做了一个主词的省略，动词加上 ing。 像类似的呢还像是 when、after、before 也可以做这种主词省略，直接加上动名词就可以了。而 barrels 这个字后面则是省略掉了 which are， 这些呢大木桶是由这个聪明的猿猴所丢过来的，所以我们把 which are 给省略掉，就剩下 from 这个字来代表被动。回到刚刚 barrel 这个字，其实呢当我们讲到大量的金钱，我们就可以说 barrels of money， 或者讲到玩得很开心，就可以说 have a barrel of fun.
Okay, let's take a short break now. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Landmark English. We are talking today about video game legend Shigeru Miyamoto. In fact, we say he's a legend in the making because, well, he's making himself even more and more of a legend today with his connection to Nintendo video games. Let's continue our story now in this third paragraph.
Miyamoto put this imagination and daring to good use and started to design toys. His work eventually attracted the attention of the Japanese game company Nintendo. In 1980, his boss approached him with the idea of creating one of the first coin-operated video games. Miyamoto had no experience with computer programming, but jumped at the opportunity. His first game, Donkey Kong,became an instant hit and featured Nintendo's now world-famous star, Mario.
All right, remember we were talking about how his imagination and creativity, he put this imagination and daring to good use and started to design toys. When he was young, we're still talking about Miyamoto's story.When we talk about daring, it means your willingness to take risks, to try things that may not work out in the end, but you'll try it anyway because maybe it will work. And he was willing to put these things, imagination and daring, to good use. When you put something to use, it means that you find a way to use it in a good way for you. This is today's Fun with Phrases phrase, so let's take a closer look at the phrase,Put something to use.
Well, we're definitely lost. I'll ask someone for directions.
Oh no, we can't ask for directions. It's a matter of male pride. Besides,This is a perfect chance for me to put my skills to good use.
Okay. I'm waiting to be impressed.
All right. Let's see here. According to the map, we're heading north right now, and we want to be heading south.
I thought we were heading south and wanted to be heading north.
Okay. Here's the perfect chance to put my new compass to good use.Now, where did I put that thing? Ah, here it is.
So, what does it say?
It says that we are heading east.
So what's the plan now?
Time to put my cell phone to good use. I'm calling to ask for directions.
Alright, he put his imagination and daring to good use, and he started to design toys. Well, that's how he got his start, but We got to move him into video games here.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was his work that he was doing eventually attracted the attention of a game company called Nintendo. We all know that company, don't we? When you attract the attention of something or somebody, it means you get them interested in what you're doing. They start watching you, and they think, I like what this guy's doing. Let's talk to him. Well, in 1980, his boss approached him at Nintendo with the idea of creating one of the first coin-operated video games. If it's coin-operated, it means you need to take a coin, a piece of money, and insert it into the game for it to start working. And he was one of the first people who worked on this idea of a coin-operated video game.
Right, because his boss approached him with this idea. When you approach someone, it literally means you get close to them. You move towards them. So there's this concept of approaching someone with an idea. Like, Stephanie approached me and she was suggesting that we do this. Or she approached me with the idea that for our show, she wanted to sing a theme song, and I said, go ahead. So at the end of the show, she's going to sing for you.
Right.
Okay, anyway, the point is if you approach someone with something like an idea, you're bringing it to them to see what they think. So his boss said, hey, I want to make one of those video games that you mentioned, Stephanie, the coin-operated games. What do you think? What did Miyamoto think?
He thought it was a great idea, but you know what? He didn't have any experience with computer programming. I like this guy because even though he had no experience, he jumped at the opportunity that his boss presented to him. When you jump at the opportunity to do something, it means you're quickly and eagerly accepting a chance to try something. And because we know that Miyamoto has a lot of imagination and daring, he's very adventurous. Of course he thought, hey, I'm going to give this a shot.
Right. He jumped at the opportunity, at the chance to do that thing. Well, he brought his creativity, he brought his daring in, and he created this game that we talked about in the first paragraph. It was his first game ever called Donkey Kong, and it became an instant hit and featured Nintendo's now world-famous star, Mario. Okay, it's called Donkey Kong. We've been talking about it. The gorilla that grabs the girl, takes her to the top of the building, and our hero Mario has to save her. Well, that's a great story. It's why it became an instant hit. It also became an instant hit because it was so fun and simple to play. If it's a hit, it means people love it. And if it's an instant hit, they love it right away, and it becomes really popular right away.
Wow, and this Mario is world famous. I even know him, and I don't play Donkey Kong. If you're world famous, everyone knows you around the world. Bill, I have a quick question for you. I understand why it's Kong because it's King Kong after the movie of the gorilla, but what about Donkey?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it has something to do with the fact that he's always throwing barrels at Mario, and there's this old Western stereotype of donkeys kicking barrels at the bad guys. So I think that's the connection, although I just made that up on the spot, so I could be wrong.
I like that explanation.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, before we go to Chinese explanation, though, let's take another look at this last sentence, because Donkey Kong featured Mario, and let's just mention that if it features Mario, Mario is the main feature or thing that you can really see. Most distinguishing thing about the game, so it means, well, he's the star, just like we say. Okay, let's listen now to some Chinese explanation.
在第三段的第二个句子里面写着, he began working for the Japanese game company Nintendo, where his creative designs earned him the recognition of his boss. 在这里的where代表的呢是地方副词，也就是指的是前面的 In the Japanese game company Nintendo, 在这家公司当中呢, his creative designs earned him the recognition of his boss. 用的动词 二呢则是有赚取获得怎么样的利益也有带来的意思。Your untiring efforts will earn you the respect of all who know you. 你的这种不眠不休的努力可以使你获得所有认识你的人的尊敬。而回到后面的这个 recognition, 在这里当作名词解释成为褒奖表扬的意思。所以当我们说到某个人大受赏识，我们就可以说 receive much recognition。 另外常用的意思像是认识承认，我们就可以用的片语叫做 give recognition to。 其实呢，在我们的国家教育部并不是承认在美国的每一所大学的学历，在英文上我们就可以说 The Ministry of Education does not give recognition to every university in the United States。在这里的 recognition 就是有承认或者是获得公认的意思。
All right, let's take a look at today's vocabulary.
Mischievous. Tom had a mischievous smile on his face because he had tied Pat's shoelaces together. Dodge. It is very dangerous to dodge around cars on busy city streets.Modest. You're too modest. Without your work, we would not have finished the project on time. Entertainment. Going to a movie or a concert is a great source of entertainment. Feature. This music website is great because it features so many different styles of music.
Okay, listeners.Day one of Shigeru Miyamoto, a legend in the making. If you don't know this name already, you're for sure to remember it now, because he's all about these games you know and love. Donkey Kong, Mario Brothers, and as we'll find out tomorrow, a game about a very famous young guy with a sword and a green hat who has to go around and save a certain princess, a very, very famous princess.Her last name begins with a Z.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. This is Zelda.
That's right. We're going to talk about the Legend of Zelda series. It's another one of Miyamoto's creations. So what do you think, Stephanie? Do you think this is a daring and creative and inspiring guy here?
Well, the thing that really impresses me about him is that, you know, when his boss approached him in 1980,He didn't even have any computer programming and experience at the time, and he still wanted to try it. I like this. He has a lot of enthusiasm. He's very daring. He likes to try risky things.
Well, one thing to remember is that this is one of the places where Miyamoto helped shape the game industry, because he wasn't a computer programmer, but he was a developer, a designer, a creative person.So what happened was he said, okay, I'll learn a little bit about computers so I can speak to the programmers, but I'm going to design the game. That's what he did is he designed games. Other people did the programming, turned it into a computer game. But he did have to know how to work with them, and that's what's so amazing.
Probably because he wasn't a programmer, the games tended to be a little bit more creative, right?
Exactly, and thus he became this legend. We'll learn more about him in our next show, so join us then. Until next time, I'm Bill.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.